recognizing the concept of the different terms here of this verse of Hashem. And the Israel says that the Pshat in the Tehr, Shehut Choretor in the Tehr, Shehut Choretor is not the way faces of Israel go. Seeing the Torah was Matia, the Torah in the Tehr, some really becomes Mita in the Shalom Tehr. No, for the same reason that the Torah was Matia, the Torah in the Tehr, and that is why the Torah was Matia, because of Simchas Yom Tehr. So, even if we don't see Raishia's Ayah, there is no Mishus Matra. The Ahon Svadar is a mitzvah of Mikor Kedesh, Kacheh B'mach on the Mishte. So, for the same reason, any other Tzirah is also Mishra, that's also Simchas Yom Tov. That's also comes within the mitzvah of Kibbut Reine, of Kacheh B'mach on the Mishte, in Shushmiti, all kinds of Reine, all kinds of Reine come within the process of Kachir, of Mikra Kedish, of Kachir, the Mata, the Mishra, who is with you. So Chotil Hashem and Chotil Hashem, and Chotil Hashem. So that's our job. Anyway, so the Shite of the Rashbam, the people on the ground, and the tastes here on the Shabbos is that the Tzadah Svar, if the Shammai don't recognize the concept of Mikael, so we don't recognize the concept of the certainly according to the Irene Shad that Mikael means for the same reason the Torah was Matthew. For the Simchas Yom Tov that is involved in Nechum Nefesh, so maybe the Torah is Matthew for any other Tzerach too. Let's say, Sakot Nesatini, that the king should have a situation that should enjoy himself, and even Sivator, because there is Aloha, Chotila Hashem, Chotila Hashem, some way, for the same reason the Torah is Matia, Aloha, Tirachti is here, so the same reason of Sivator, that whatever the Chotilish could be doing, so should apply Sivator also. So, then we certainly can understand the story of the Hashem in the Rambam Rashbam, before the Ram, that since the Shammai don't recognize the concept of the Torah, so really behold, no, Dabke, Ichonefi Yitzhak, and not any other Torah in the world. But even according to Pesach, that the Pesach means not for the same reason the Torah is Matia, for Ichonefi, the impression that he found in the letter for the Torah should be Matthew for any other Tzirah Chayim. But that also involves the impression. No, but if we say the Pshat Mikael, the Pshat Mikael, it seems it was Mutal Tzirah Chayim. So Mele becomes Mutal, even when there is no Tzirah Chayim. So we can say the same numbers in the Garden. The same numbers. Mashain came, if we reject the concept of the day, so then we have to reject the concept of Choyotu. But then you ask, but the Gemara in Psochi says, Eis Vavai Ambasha Min Anosha Bechol of Yontev, Eich Olei Chachomish Leitim Shabash of Yontev, Leitim Shmeich Ovid, Leitim Shabash of Bechol of, Leitim Shmeich Bechol of, Shmeich Ovid, Bechol of, Leitim Shmavore, Vyamvin Hoyl Avore Lelechayev, And Rabbi Yochanan says that this price calls with the view of the Shammai, still Rabbi has the kasha to Rabbi, if they shouldn't be hired with Mavore because of Rael, so it's a riot that people the Shammai who reject the concept of the Rael. But for the concept of Rael, they don't reject, so the Mount Rashbam, no kasha, because Abai is Kasha against him, against Rabbi, and Rabbi and Mishukusaye, he is Chilik and Rabbi. And he says that no one recognizes the concept of Mikael. And even the Sirah don't recognize the concept of Mikael. And the reason is why the Sirah say that it's good that the great things for Chilik and Chilik to Ruhr and Mishukusaye, because he will be Tzoyer Shabbos and he will be Tzoyer Yom Tov. He couldn't take really Rabbi Yochanan when Rabbi Yochanan says that Din Tiferet, when Rabbi Yochanan says, so it's a cause in Bishamai, because according to the Tzira, we shouldn't be chayav Nishma Bor, because of the Teir, because according to Rabbi, no one recognizes the concept of the Teir. So how can that vice be explained? So we cannot say we cannot say the reasons why the vice doesn't recognize Hoyle and the higher Malkus in Shumabore is because it represents the view of the Shammai, and the Shammai don't recognize the concept, and they don't recognize the concept of Hoyle, because we still don't recognize the concept of Mitzvah either. So like whom will the Bryce call? So according to Abaye, and according to Rabbi, Rabbi is forced to come to the conclusion that there is no analogy between the longest of Mitzvah and the longest of Mitzvah. Because otherwise there is a Bryce in Bereshit, that says that we don't say hail, and then you cannot say that price represents the view of the Shammai, but according to the Sphere, so we do say hail, because there is no Nafkimina in so far as the Sphere is concerned between the Shammai and the Sphere. No one recognizes the concept of the hail, and still, some melee. No one recognizes the concept of the Teir, but there is a Tane who says, we say Hail. Reb Lezer of Gemara says, there is a machlokes between Reb Lezer and Reb Moran Sochen says, there is a machlokes between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua, whether we say Hail or we don't say Hail. So Reb Lezer says explicitly that we do say Hail. Rabbi is forced to say that there is no analogy between the Teir and the Hail, because otherwise, how will he explain the Braise that says we don't say Hail? So Rabbi Yochanan can say that Braise caught in the view of the Shammai. So, because the Shammai don't recognize the Teir, familiar, we don't recognize the concept of Hoyle either. But Rabbi says that no one recognizes the concept of the Teir. And still there is a machlokes between the Blessed and the Yeshua, whether we say Hail or we don't say Hail. So familiar, we cannot say this Braise according to the view of the Shammai. They don't recognize the Teir, some Mele, they don't recognize Hoyle either. So in other words, that's the Teres HaRabbiyah's Kashi. The Raya from the Yiborim Sochim is only our leader, the Rabbi. Abaye asks Rabbi, you Rabbi, on one hand you say that no, there is no concept of Hoyle. On the other hand you say that there is a concept of Hoyle, but here you have a price in possessions that we do not say. So Bishleini, if you rather had agreed with Rabbeinu that there is a concept of the Teir, melee you could say there is a concept of Hail, and the concept of Hail, and that price that says that there is no concept of Hail represents the view of the Shammai, who reject the concept of the Teir. So Mimele, they reject the concept of Hail, who Mashainikin, according to the Sirah, who recognize the concept of the Teir. So they recognize the concept of Hail too, so he can say, so the Allah is not like that, Bryce. But according to you, Rab, you say, on one hand, you say that there is no Tanner who recognizes the concept of the Teir. And the reason, we still too don't recognize the concept of the Teir. just as the Shammai does that tonight. He feels stamped in the Muslims, in Matteo, in Shisharabim, or Jewish, in Shisharabim, I don't know. Or Yulet is because he will be saying Shabbat, the may will be saying Yontek. And at the same time, you rabbi say there is a concept of failure. There is a concept of failure. So how can you explain this price? We slay now in the Rabbi Echanan and all the Rabbi Yisef and all the Rabbi Sambarab Dine who say there is a machlekes between the Sham and the Tzirah and the question of the Tehir. So in Mele week, there is no kashet of the price that says there is no concept of it. Because the price can accord with the Shammai. And we can say, according to the Shammai, they reject the Tehir, they reject Tehir too. Mashein came, we pass from like the Tehir, so there is a concept of the Tehir, there could be a concept of Tehir too. So there is no steer from the price. But you can say it, because according to you, there is no Tanya who recognizes the concept of the Tehir. And Mimele, you can, and this price says there is no concept of fail. So it cannot be told in the Machlekes between Bisham and Bisila, because there is no Akimine between Bisham and Bisila, so far as the fail is concerned. We have the price of the possessions, there is no concept of fail. How can you say, how can you rather say there is a concept of fail? So Mele, the thesis is not difficult, the Rabban is not difficult, the Rashbo is not difficult, our thesis is not difficult, the Rashbo is not difficult, the Ram is not difficult, because here thesis, because we don't pass like Rabbi in his Machlekes, his Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yisef, as to why we still are not here. So, who you pass like Rabbi Yisef, like Rabbi Yechanan, like Rabbi Yisef, but Rabbi Yisef, that the reason is why we still are not here to make this Rabbi or Rabbi or you, which is Rabbin, is because of the Teir. So Mele, there is no Raya. So Mele, there is no Kashe. There is no Kashe from the Raya that says that is Chayev and Avore. So Mele, we can say the Svore. On the basis of the Svore, we can say that anyone who doesn't recognize the concept of the Teir doesn't recognize the concept of Oyeru. Now the next guy, the Rav Chabad Meir, on this day.
Tosfos also says, in time of the year, we bought the Rabba, the Omar.
Yes, as a matter of fact, yes.
So, you could say a thing in the basis. What's the Afiul?
What?
What's the Afiul in Tosfos and Sotham?
Yes.
And there's no reason that Tosfos shouldn't hold it, that Tosfos is much more.
Yeah, I also noticed that. But Tosfos says, in time of the year, we bought the Rabba, the Omar, Hoyil, Hayna, Afiul, Bisham. But according to Rabbi, there is no trouble, there is no appeal. It's the same thing. No appeal with each other. So we have to say that this thesis in Sochem holds, but not thesis in Shabbos. This thesis in Sochem holds that once that Yisrael said that the Machlekes is not in the old Israeli Shabbos in the Tzedon, but the Machlekes is in the Tehillim. Because if the Machlekes between the Shammai Yisrael has been on the question of Eru B'Yisrael, the Shammai Yisrael and the Lifli Gebabonim, so then Rabbi considered to the Yisrael. And Rabbi was Chayda. So that's why this is there in Rafil. Mashein King, the Rambam, the Rambam, the Rifon Ram, the Rifon Shabbos, they don't agree with the tasteless in Zohim, that after Rabbi Yechanan said, the Yisrael came Lifli Gebabonim, so Rabbi considered Rabbi Yisrael, and Rabbi did not consider Rabbi Yisrael. So Rabbi had all the shittah saying that all the time, the same shittah all the time, that no one recognizes the concept of the faith. Some Mele, we are forced to say, according to Rabbi, we are forced to say that there is no equation between the faith and the faith, because otherwise there is the price that says that is higher than a boy, Mashein came according to the other Amoy, who say that the Silel, the Shammai, the Jem, the Kamsa, and the Silel, still recognize the conflict in prayer. So maybe they can make an equation between tail and tail. So that's the shita in Shabbos also. Now,
that there is no use of a Kiddush Urim in the Lachashon.
How do you mention the Raya? He doesn't mention the Lachashon. He mentions the Gabe Yilem. Shalim, so, he's... Now, take this guilty here, he's like, the Shibas of Shalim, that Gimel Zion depends upon his rest. So, Mele is Gilles, the Shalim, not the Necham and Noch, the Lachashon. But the Jew can be Mecham Adabim. But it involves the Kiddush Urim, so it's a Raya, the Kiddush Urim is Mecham. So Mele Bayonte is also Mecham. So he says, no, what kind of a Raya is it? Over there we could say, because the Kiddush Urim is also Kiddush Urim, the Rashbo says, the Kiddush Urim is also. How about this? He says, because they are, so maybe what kind of a rhyme is it? All right, this is how Jesus says the Shite, that it's not because Tzirchmir is different. But there is a mission for Rashid. He says, now in Nachtin, what is mine? How official, sorry, how is it? That's what I'm going to say to me. Now we all have to put this mind of our vision in Soria. Now the Ram Dekin says, and discusses the question of the Kiddush Urim in Soria, or Kiddush Urim in Soria. So the approach is the Kiddush Urim in Soria. And really, why? Because really is of course, because it's only Shaila with the Rabban, it's not Shaila with the Rabban. So maybe we can say, Tzerach Milod, that if he can be Shaila with the Rabban, he couldn't say Tzerach Milod. So Kodesh the Rashbo, Yiddish Urim, is only also the Rabban. Could be also the Rabban. And by Shabbos, Yiddish Urim, the question is, suppose somebody has a Chayim. Here in the family, the Kiddush is a fun. And we ask him in the Basha, when has I eat Bosa? Hodaka is allowed to do it. But he likes to eat Bosa too. So he's in the Basha with two things. So, according to the Rajbo, he's only even in the Rajbo. According to the Ram, by the Kwach Nefesh, he's even in the Rajbo. So why is it different? Why is it different from Maul and Nachtin, Totis, Maul, Avodishin, Tohoi? So the Rashbo mentions this guy. So we see that there is, in the right side, there is no use here of Kiddush Urim. So the Ram says in the East here, no. There is a difference. Yom Tev from the Torah was Matir, the Tzirach HaNefesh, so it's two points, not three. Even though the Gemara says the Tzirach HaNefesh, but it's not clear, it's not the mitzvah, Simch and Zdei. It's what called the Torah in Tasha and Loch and Zechner. There is no Islam law. It's not a question of fear. Some say way, it's not a question of fear. It's a really true thing. Could be also in the right direction. Hashem is the Kach Nefesh. It's there, it's not his home. Some say way, if he does it more, then it's necessary, even though it doesn't involve, but it's necessary for him, for the Kiddush, to come to the Vashu on the Lord. He will Vashu one quart of water, but he wants to drink tea too, so the Melee is the Vashu two quarts of water.
even though it doesn't involve any extra block of tissue, but seems to have to draw the clear superficialized that the Rauschi invaded some river. Perhaps you could then start here that Amadeva, I mean, because he appears that Burton's mentioned the riot from Rachel, the vowel nothing of his mind, half official sort of method. Because we could say this Mishnah mentions the Talmud in Israel. According to Israel, there is a concept of Israel. So Mele is Hutra. So Lechas is Pashenikin, according to the Shammai. We could say that according to the Shammai, that there is no Allah of Israel. So Mele, Tzir, Chomekesh, is only Tzir. Because it seems that Yonzef is Deiche, the Melechas Yonzef. If Chies of Mele, according to the Shammai, there is no Heter of the Bishurim. So that's why Tesis mentioned the Raya from Mele, because Mele is also Tchuyah. And still there is a Gemara in Nechaimele Adagine, and Tesis says the Gils in Nechaimele are the Israelim. So Bishlene, according to the Ram, the Ram can agree with the Shemesh Hashem, the Rebbe said there is Nechaim Le'noch Re'adam. Mashem came, but taste the seer has the years in Nechaim Le'adam. And Mile is Kuyot. Mile is Kuyot. Only there is one Pshat, Shemesh Hashem, that according to the Blazer, it says that Machshire Yechomet Le'shev Shalazish and Arab Shabbos is also the Pshat, so it's Shuttah. But according to Rabbanon, all the Rishonim agree that it's Tchuyah. Milei is Tchuyah. It's not Tchuyah. And still the Gemara says that Kiddush Urim is Mizea. So it's a Raya that there is no Yisrael of Kiddush Urim in Tchuyah. But the Rashba says it's no Raya because Milei only takes this rejects that it's here of Milei. But the main thing is that with the Reise there is no Yisar of the Mishore. Even something that is Tchuyo, not like the Ranshite, that in Tchuyo Vidishore in Dosea with the Reise. So that's why Tetzves has recourse to Nahaki and mentions the Raya from Mile, because Mile is certainly Tchuyo, and still Vidishore is Mutea. Vidishore is Mutea. Some Mele, even according to the Shammai, who don't apply the concept of Mitzvah. Some Mele, according to the Shammai, you can say that Melechus HaNefesh is Mutea, Yitzeras Tchile, not Yitzeras Hutcho. Because if he can be Hutcho, so then we should say Yitzeras. Yitzeras, remember the Shem say, is only Shayach in something that is Hutcho. In something that is Tchile, we can never say Yitzeras. Like Bach Nefesh, there is no such concept as Mitev, because Doch Nefesh is Kuyos, it's not Shayach to say Mitev. So that's why Tinsley doesn't mention the Mitev as a price of Mimau Nachtim Chod Ismaila from Tzorot Mechot, because that price goes out to the Zero. And the Zero say we don't say Mitev. If we don't say Mitev, so then a common Zero can say that the Heter of Rechon Nefesh is Kuyos. The Heter, the Heter, according to the Shammai, that we don't, that price is already the Zira, so we do say Mitev. So Mele is Hutro, so that's why there is a locker of the Shammai in this Mitev. Mashiachim Alibi the Shammai is saying there is no locker of Mitev. Maybe the Heter of the Chonefesh is only Tchie, because Simcha Shion, that is Deiche, being some locker. And if it's only Tchie, some Mele, according to the Shammai, maybe there is no Heter of the Shammai. This means the Raya from Mile, that according to the years of Nechaimel and Yisrael, so that Mile is Tchuyo, and still there is Heter of the Shurim upon the years. So Mile, even a little bit Shama, he doesn't recognize the concept of the Seir. There is still a Heter of the Shurim. Thank you.
Shir Mem Dalad by the Rosh Hashiva.
Chof Dalad, Adar HaTavshin Yom Ches, March 13th, 1988,
on Sunday. Let's say this is the Shabbos in Yom Kippur is safe. In regard to Hamim Shehu Hamu Yom Kippur, so it is the same Humre as Hamim Shehu Hamu. Hamim Shehu Hamu Yom Kippur. So it's also of the Chitas Kokutei. Only there is, I mean, it's not the same as Hamim Shehu Hamu Shabbos. Hamim Shehu Hamu Shabbos is also in Nisiyah and the Chitas Ponadiyot Rago, Mashiim Ki Hamim Shehu Hamu Yom Kippur, is also of the Chitas Kogufei, because they say she to me that in the Raisa when it's not allowed to be a Vashel Mayim for the purpose of the Chitas Kogufei, because it's in the Shabbos of all that. And then, in respect to Hamim Shehu Hamu Erev Yom Kippur, so it has the same deal as Hamim Shehu Hamu Erev Shabbos. Just as Hamim Shehu Hamu Erev Shabbos is also the Chitzas Kol Gufei, so Hamim Shehu Hamu Erev Yom Kippur is also Oser the Chitzas Kol Gufei. The Shita of the Rif and the Rambam is that there is a difference, that Hamim Shehu Hamu Erev Shabbos is also the Chitzas Kol Gufei, but Hamim Shehu Hamu Erev Yom Kippur is muta b'chitas kol gufei. What is the shita b'chitas kol gufei? Why? Because the Ezran explained it, because according to the Rif and the Rambam, the Raisa wanted allowed to be a Vashel Mayim v'chatchile an Yom Kippur for b'chitas kol gufei, because b'chitas kol gufei is also considered Shabbos Chomer. Even though most people did not, they were not b'chitas kol gufei do Mayim every day because they didn't have the facilities. But had they had the facilities, they would do it. So Mele is not like Mugna. Mugna is a luxury, but this is not a luxury. This is not a luxury. Just as Pesach admits in regard to Zeir, that this is Shavuot Lechol Nefesh. Why? Because it's a necessity. So the Chitas Kol Gufei, it's not as important for health as Zeir. But it's not. Some later cases don't have it yet. And later cases considered the Chitas Kol Gufei not Shabbos Chol Nefesh. But the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam is that the Chitas Kol Gufei is also considered Shabbos Chol Nefesh. Even though most people were not the Chitas Kol Gufei because they didn't have the facilities. But in the Rabbonon it's also to be Mechani. What is it? So there is Rechitas Kol Gufei according to the root in the Rambam. So it's considered Shabbos Chol Nefesh, and this is Mitzea Midraise for Rechitas Kol Gufei. But Midrabon Mitzosa. So Mele, there is a difference, the Ram says, between Hamim Shehu Hamu Erev Yom Kippur and Hamim Shehu Hamu Erev Shabbos. Hamim Shehu Hamu Erev Yom Kippur, so the Chachamim were asked for the Chitas Kol Gufei, because they obeyed the Hu Hamu Erev Shabbos, Mishum Hu Hamu Shabbos. Mashiim Kim by Yom Kippur, so Midrash say you allow people to be Meichen on Yom Kippur. So only Rabbonon Yahusha. So maybe it would be clearly there to ask that Hu Hamu Erev Shabbos Mish Erev Yom Kippur Mishum Hu Hamu Yom Kippur. So maybe it's smoother be if Hu Hamu Erev Yom Kippur, so it's smoother be a Chitas Kol Gufei according to the Rif and Rambam. But he says,
But the Bryant only says from Erev Yom Kippur Lamar from Mishnah to Mizia. According to the Rif and the Rambam, why only Mizia? According to the Rif and the Rambam, there are smuts to be righteous and justice, so why only Mizia?
No, מערב יום יצא, מלמוך המכנס, תוך מערב מלמוך המכנס שמזליח, ולאי כי הם השתתי בלחית. כשכת, כשכת, ואז הם יצאים מזליח, משמלחיתוס, אם לא יקן, לא יודעת למה זה, ביטל ומייש נעביר את הלחיצה נעביר את זה בשום דעי. So, המראי זה, הוא יעלהו to be, to be, to be, to be מבשר מי, for the purpose of זה, אני יודע. So, why is it for הלחיצה?
I'm sorry, no.
What?
And I'm sorry, where did I see, what's the right place to say? Mutter, Havar,
because of the Vraise, that says, one second, please. So, Pochkun Kolos Nazionzeh, Mimocho, Nichnas Unnezia, Yeitze, Yishtatik Vizachitze. So we see that they is mutter.
They was mutter on Shabbos too. In other words, originally Rechitza B'chama was mutter on Shabbos.
No. There is the Gemara in Beitze. The day is mutter. Gemara in Beitze.
The day is mutter.
I don't have to be Mechama Mayim for Zeh.
Oh, it's the Gemara in
Beitze. The Gemara in
Beitze. Because Mucha Fasem is the Gemara in Beitze. The
Gemara in Beitze.
From this Sugi, it's not Mucha.
And come so, because of Azeh beyond that, may be shouted. Ki, the Tirot, the Azeh is inki mashma, she also asks us a bore, mishmerchite. She loy came, for you give her Azeh, the tamer, the maishma, vere, the chitze, na vere, the zeh, the shorne, the reite, ki di nuch hachosom, and beite, the ima vini, she nivo, the chitze, ino, in tana, the asurot, me nubna, the osab, the tana, the ksudet, משום די שודר חומר, דחי משמע גרושם, דהי נתם מדרכית, בקוד רוחית זה לא אפשר. אבל זה, that's a whole necessity. אבל זה שוב יכול נפש, די נתם יקרו לדריף. יהוד נתם יקמו מרחה שפוקות ומקובות מרדיונת, למוח נכנס ומגיע, הועדין אפילו רוחם בדיית. But of course, it's not Muchach. Muchach is from Limor and Beitze. Elo nokat merav yomtev, dafil hoche dafke meziya, abo reichei tro. But the sheet of the Rish in the Rambam is the contrary, and the Ran explained it, because according to the Rish in the Rambam, the right thing you allow to be Mechamel, Mayim and Yomtev, for the purpose of the Chitz Chumutu. It's a little nefesh, not Mugma. Mugma is a luxury, it's only from the Fenokim. And what the Chitz Chumutu is not from the Fenokim, for a raya, that it's considered a matter of the nefesh. But, but most people don't indulge in it because of the lack of facilities. But if they had the facility, if it would be convenient for them, they would do it. They would do it every day. So it is Shabbat HaNefesh. But it's not like that. But Teis HaShita is not like that. Teis HaShita is that it's not considered Shabbat HaNefesh. And it's distinguishable from this. Now the question is, the day is considered Shabbat HaNefesh, even though, admittedly, even there, so people didn't want honey, water, every day for the purpose of there, but it's a health measure. So apparently, Chitzas Kol Gufei is not a health necessity, but it's considered as a matter of Nefesh. Nefesh does not mean it's something that is indispensable for the health. In other words,
if it is kind of a comfort that the denial of which, you know, is involved in nefesh, even though it will not affect health. Zeye, so if you deny Zeye, then it will affect health. But this is a spoken thing. It will not affect the health, but in nefesh it is. There are many things, certain comforts are also, if you don't have them, it's considered in nefesh. So mimele, it's not considered shogel upon nefesh. Mashin can call it, well, this is the Rambam, it is considered shogel upon nefesh. Yeah. Now, the next thing. Bein hachamim bein kim. Mir li dahayne afilu hachamim shehu hachamu merav shah.
The argument between the rift and the basis, yeah, is only according to base to base zero. It's only according to base zero.
I mean, according to the Shammai, so you're not allowed to boil water even for the rift of the other.
Oh, no. Nothing. Yeah, I'm not the feeder.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm only taking my
water. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we saw it. Nearly being the Hammond baby thing, nearly he. When it says, when it's a machlekes, between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon and Rav Yude, so Rav Meir says, we study for them called Gufe, Bein Yechamin, Bein Yitzein, give Rav Meir. So you can be saying in Atala, because the Chachonim Asar Tzeinen, Oto Chamin. And Rav Yude says, the Chamin Osea, Bitzeinen, Mudot, and Rav Shimon is Mata Shtite, even the Chavit, in the Chavit. So he says, when Rav Meir asks, Bein the Chamin, when he asks Chamin, he means, even Chamin Shehu Chamin Merav Shabbos, the same thing is true of Rav Yude. Rav Yude doesn't ask a Shtifa to say it, but Shtifa the Chamin Yasei. So it's like Rav Meir, just even Chamin Shehu Chamin Merav Shabbos. So according to Rav Yude, so Shtifa is up. Do I say, how do you know that even Chamin Shehu Chamin Shabbos? Because Rav Meir asked us, even Tzeinen, Tzeinen was never hook. So Mele, Chamin Shehu Chamin Merav Shabbos, certainly should be also, I mean, it would be paradoxical. If Chamin Shehu Chamin Merav Shabbos Shtifa would be Mutea, and Chamin, and Tzeinen is also. Even though, and soon see, according to the Baramoya, we soon go over the Baramoya. According to Baramoya, it is that it's two separate childs. Tzeinen, Ham, Shehu, Hamu, Me'arav Shabbos are two separate childs. One is not, but the Baramoya has an altogether different chite, pshat, lima. But according to the case, so when Me'arav it's cold water that was never boiled, so is also because we gave there. Saying of the Chamin, some melee it is obvious. The Chamin Shuham Merav Shabbos is also osa. And seems according to the Meir, Chamin Shuham Merav Shabbos is osa. So the same thing would be true a little bit of Rav Yehuda also, because Rav Yehuda is only chelik and Rav Meir in regard to Tzeinen, but in regard to Chamin, he's not chelik. You know, we die not with Chamin Shulchan Rav Shabbos. The way he said after the Tzeinen, when he stomach the Hanna Chamin was Rav Yehuda, the way he did stomach the Meir, the Yabdi Yisure, because if we were to assume that Chamin has reference to Chamin Shulchan Rav Shabbos, how is one allowed to be Meir Chamin Shabbos, to be Yisam Eloch at the Raise, or to be Shias Kino. So, in a stand, if the Raise does not deal with the Shia, I mean, who don't care for his Yisam Bissel Shabbos. What is that?
Let it be the Shaggy. I mean, and then Rav Shimon Petra would be, then Rav Shimon...
So, even the Shia, it's not in a stand that because usually people know of Isa or Bishop, so many Sheik is not even much. Certain Melachas that people don't, are not known, certain Melachas. But Bishop, everybody knows. Who doesn't know Bishop? Later, somebody might be Sheik. But Bishop, of course, somebody can be Sheik. to be saved in everything. But it's not so much.
There's another problem too. If we're dealing with on Shabbos, the Shagig of the Mazes, then Rav Shimon said there is, like, then Rav Shimon, he doesn't hold it a Gemara, he doesn't hold it other man, the Omen, and Chulin, that it's also the Binana from the Molech HaShabbos. Rav Shimon Matthew. That's the place it seems also.
So, when the Gemara says, the Gemara is the Kashi, this Mishnah, when it says, let's say the ceiling that was installed in the Chametz Baal, so the water is Yosa. What is it reference? Is it reference to Rechitza or is it reference to Rechitza's Ponatiyodabalata? So the more as the Kashi, no matter how we say, there is a difficulty. So then the more in the Teretz, this reference to Rechitza's Kolbukhe, but not Rechitza's Kolbukhe, but Shtifa's Kolbukhe. And this Mishneh called with that time, which time? Shimon, Meir, Yudeh. So one second, please, or he's in the So Rashi says, Baha'i Tanah Rav Shimon, takes to say the same thing. That the Mishnah here called the view of Rav Shimon. Right. Baha'i Tanah will become a Haim Rav Shimon. The Eidinah, the Yeshri, appear to the Chamin, Shehu Chamin, Rav Shabbos, please, the Omar, because Chobye, Macha mitzvahye chamin af minor cham horeichei d'evet v'ini chatzchil alon. So it's mashma from the Mishneh there in Peretz Chavyeh that the chatzchil alon are not allowed to be reichei b'cham mitzvahye. Nichlau v'nishtatei tatoi chatzchil alon. So the Gemara says, man Rav Shimon, itanya v'nishtatei. So vi v'shehu chatzchil. So there the Gemara says that according to Rav Shimon, so he started his mutter afil l'chadchil. V'yi b'shehuchme b'shabes v'yi avu me'a Rav Shabes sh'orem Yudeh. So why did Gemara have to say that that Mishnah must accord in the view of Rav Shimon? It can accord with the view of Yudeh also. How much of sh'orem Yudeh? Am I so afraid of Rav Shimon raising Rav Yudeh or Ruchamu b'Rav Shabes? Because Rav Yudeh only answers by Ruchamu. Stiefe Bechamim Shehucham Bishabes, but he doesn't answer Stiefe Bechamim Shehucham Merab Shabes. The Dumye Bechai Dei, Bechamim Tvaye Katam. Alright. Vomai Sedan Shitvaye Bikar Kaabadras. What did Rav Chisda say? Rav Chisda said, first, he said, Omer Rav Chisda, Machlekes, when the Machlekes, the Rav Chisda, the Rav Chisda, the Rav So then, Rav Yehudah, and Rav Meir, Asher Bechamu, Shtifa. But, because, so even Rav Meir and Rav Yehudah will be Matir, Shtifa, be Shtifa. Then, because of the Asher, so the Lord is the Kashi, against Rafide, the whole Maisid and Shifari, the Karaka, and still the Asr of Rabbono. So how can you say that the Karaka Shtife is Mutter, according to everybody? Elohim Mahochim, Machleke, the Karaka, Abu Bichli, the Brehatalosa. So even Rav Shimon will ask of it. That's what he wants. So think that each of them, my point here, is that what is the more eskitashi? From the Mishneh, how can we say that Kuchamud, how can I say that it is Kuchamud Karke, so then the Rehakim Mutter, the Hakam Mutter, from Anshit Lali, because there the Hakamim answered them. They answered them, and there it was the Karke, because the ceiling was installed in the Karachi, but when Rapriza says the Karachi is Mutter, he doesn't have reference to Chamin that were Huchamu and Shabbos. He has reference to Chamin that were Huchamu Erev Shabbos.
But the Mishnah is referenced to a case where it was Vucham, with the Zvucham, and Shabbos itself, because water kept on passing through the pipe, through the tube, and that, and as it passed through the tube, it was warmed up, it was heated up, so it was Zvucham and Shabbos. So what the Kashi against Rav Chisda is reference to the case of Vucham or Erev Shabbos, and the Mishnah is reference to the case where it's Vucham or Shabbos itself. It's very strong time. Each Arab Torah, Michael Hoson, Vucham and Shabbos, Hoson is Vucham and Shabbos, Kigitone, Kecham and Shucham and Shabbos, Master Vucham and Erev Shabbos, Sore, Vucham and Vucham and Erev Shabbos, the Anakantari, so it's in countenance with our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says the business why the water was also the sea and the chise because it was Rucham and Shabbos. But Rav Chisda is reference to Rucham and Erev Shabbos.
That's the reason for the Issa's in Mishnah before the Din of Chama Tochum of the Shabbos,
right,
because
yes.
The Issa of being Nana from Masman on Erev Shabbos.
But the Mishnah uses the Losh. The Mishnah means Roshan Kecham and Shulchan Erev Shabbos. Even though he has the Baal Bat Mone, but the Mishnah uses that Roshan.
Just as a Dinyan,
but Agavurcha, the Mishnah says that only when because you couldn't say he only asked Shkite the Chamin Shulchan B'Shabbos and Chumin B'Erev Shabbos is Muta. Even Tzeinemi is also Shkite. Has come the Chamin Shulchan B'Shabbos. So what we see from Rav Meir, that Rav Meir is Geizeh Erev Shabbos of the Shabbos. And Rav Meir himself goes so far, he's Geizeh of Tzeinemi to Chamin too. So true that Rav Yehuda doesn't go so far as to be gazing at Tzeinu or Tachamim, but Rav Yehuda is only chilek in regard to Tzeinu, but in regard to Tachamim, we don't find any machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Some may read, it is stated that just as Rav Meir asks, Shtite Tachamim, Yidmur, Chamur, Erev Shabbos, and Rav Yehuda is only chilek in respect to Tzeinu, so the implication being that in respect to Chamin Shulchan Erev Shabbos, Rav Yehuda is not chilek on Rav Meir, so Rav Yehuda agrees with Rav Meir that Chamin Shulchan Erev Shabbos is also so. So mele the kashi is, why? Because we are gazei Chamin Shulchan Erev Shabbos on Shabbos. Since the Mishnah is mentioned explicitly, that Kucham of the Shabbos is also some Meile, we have to say that according to the Meile and the Meile, the same thing should be true according to the Yudah also, insofar as Haman is concerned, that it is Melech Shabbos, so it's a Kashi against Haman. So, of course, Harab Rabbeinu's terrors involves a very big figure, but it's Mukhat Lager, it makes a lot of sense. Because if Yerucham B'Shabbos, it would be Osea, so Yerucham B'Erev Shabbos should also be Osea, according to the Meir, so the Meir, the other Esau, of Yerucham B'Shabbos, Yerucham B'Erev Shabbos, none of us.
If our Mishnah's Issur is based on the fact that there was Hatmona Erev Shabbos, so then there's no Kasha going to Erev Shabbos, which is no Issur Hatmona, or to a Kasha Issur Hatmona. The Meila is an Al Mishnah meant that if it was Hukm on Shabbos,
yeah,
then I understand that there is Erev Shabbos on Shabbos.
Mentions, let's say, to you, first of all, it's not our Meila now, but
But it's more of an opinion, because it's mashal from the Gemara that it's mamish the Yisrael Hatmon here in Baal. But assuming that he doesn't about the Yisrael Hatmon as such, assuming that it involves the Nisa of Atmone, not the Nisa of Hami, Shehu Hamu Bishal, but of Atmone. But the Mishnah mentions Aravoche, the Dime, and then, so Nimele, it's also Mukhar, that Ligabe, Hu Hamu, Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, is the same thing. So seeing the Mishnah mentions that Dime. And in the case of the Mishneh, Yitzucham of the Shabbos, so the Kashi was, so why did he not answer the Karatil? Because from the crisis, Mashmah, the Chola Pochas, Alibidah of Meir, we are gazing here, Erev Shabbos of Shabbos, the Chola Pochas, Alibidah of Meir. It is Tadar, but since according to Meir, we are gazing Erev Shabbos of Shabbos, so according to Rav Yehuda, also Gezer, because Rav Yehuda is only Gezer, he's only Chilik, and Rav Meir in respect to Tzeinim is not Chilik, and Rav Meir in respect to Chamuk. But even if you say no, Rav Yehuda is not Gezer, but Rav Meir is certainly Gezer, because he's Gezer in Tzeinim at the Chamuk. So it goes without saying, so Meir is Ikashe against Rav Yehuda. So we could say, Rav Yehuda is not Gezer, but Rav Meir is definitely Gezer, because he is Gezer in Tzeinim at the Chamuk. That stays there.
What's the name of the Mishnah of Chamuk Shavuot of Shabbos is referring to? Chamuk Shavuot of the Isser of the Shabbos. Would Rav Meir still be Gezer Erev Shabbos after Shabbos?
Yes.
Even though his Erev Shabbos is the Hetzer Gomer, and the Shabbos of the Mishnah is the Isser Gomer.
Since Rav Meir is Gezer, even Tzeinim at the Chamuk, so Meir, Tzeinim is certainly no Isser now. No whatsoever. So Meir, he is also certainly Gezer. Chamuk Shulchan Erev Shabbos of the Chamuk Shulchan Erev Shabbos. But Meir Yadet and Duchon Shabbos or Shabbos Namre, because the Meir Yisrael Mishtate is, the doubt is just the cash. The Meir Yisrael Mishtate is between the Meir because the Matzkone of Chabchiti is that the Makhlech is in the Meir and Dari Tamoi is only in respect to cash. But in respect to Kaili, so everybody asks. So that means the Meir asks to be the Kaili and the Bissainer. So you're not allowed to bathe in cold water. So how can you bathe in an ocean? Because the Meir you're not allowed. So the Meir you're available. No, because the Meir is a Kaili, after the Kaili, you must be Kaili to be the finish in the short and mass in the short. Come out somewhere, cut in the gera, with me hunt in the ice in the trial. I believe you are good, with me in the trial, you are good, who break the bus ice at the red mayor. So that means the Mishnah says, Rechats in the Yamagodo, is Rameer, but Rameer answers, even Tainan. So why is Yamagodo more lenient than Tainan? Yishlema. Karted the Hoch and the Osa, and do the decree, double the Rechat Mechat. Then that Mishnah, the first Rechat in the Yamagodo, has reference to a law that is not analogous to a cure in any way. Also, we know the cure, Shemir, to make a mina, the Abdul the Hamitraya in the Odom Rechat Mechat. So this says that when the Meir Asas, he didn't say them, he doesn't mean you're not allowed to bathe, let's say, on Shabbos in heaven. Only because that is analogous to a chair. Sometimes you can install bathtub in the car, so the bathtub is like a chair. But when it's installed in karate, so it's karate. And melee, so that kind of water, you're not allowed. Let's say like in Hanukkah, where you installed a cylinder, a tube. So that's like a keli, where there is, when it bears an analogy with the keli. So then Rav Meir asks,
Masrikin, if it's Karte Mamesh, not the Kehle that was installed in Karte. So then Rabbi doesn't answer. So when the Mishnah says the Trechatzim, the Arabotlor, and the other river, it is reference to Karte Mamesh, not the left of that is, or the tube that is installed. Nicht wenn ich habe doch noch dran gewinnt, wie man in der Hand kann. Wo es mir noch ist, wie ich nicht mehr damit noch. Da bin ich doch nicht wahr, ich bin doch nur in der Hand kann, und das ist es nicht. Und das ist hässlich. Otherwise, it's very difficult, because there is a mission of Foreshes, that one is allowed to be reichelt in the Yarn, and everything. But let's see the thing we should. Think we should know, there is an altogether different issue. Marami Foresh, the Hamim Shehu Hamim Mer Shabbos, Haimi Shehu Falku Maureya Mubidwe, Shehu Hamim Mer Shabbos, Haimi Name Shehu Hamim Mubidwe, Koto, Ach Nishamim in the Hilfim Dam Bishabbos, Bili Dam Shikvai, Bili Hamim Kli Berabmeya Berabhide Berabshina, Bili Hamim Koresh, Shehu Hamim Kvorim Stanbo, Aber die Taufen, die je nach ihrer Nähe Nähe, die Schorl in Stadt, die Leute, mir, bei Tane, so wie die Schöne says, come to it, what is it? That the, when the Lore says, when the Lore, when Rabbi Dike, Bachamani says, in Stadt, what is it, in Bei Tane? So which Tane is it? Rashi and Tate say, Rabshine. The Schöne says, no, it means Rameya. The Tanne of the Mishneh presents the view of Rameya, not of Rameya. So the high Tanne of Rameya, the Rabiud, not of Shinim. The Asra Chamin, Shem Yishamin, the Hilchim, the Mishabim. The Hashem Kol Shapir, the Ormai Tegan Shifar, the Yishar Kehabe, the Tzemmele, Kodit is Yishimim, there is no Kashim. From the Dimorin Shem Yishotim, the Yishashim Nana Hilchim, the Yishotim, the Shor Rameya, the Hilchim, the So he says that when we say there is a distinction between Hamim Shehu Hamim Shabbos and Hamim Shehu Hamim Be'erev Shabbos, so Hu Hamim Be'erev Shabbos means if it was boiled Erev Shabbos, and then he took it off from the fire. That's called Ruchamim Erev Shabbos. But suppose the water was boiled, Erev Shabbos, but it remained standing on the kiosk, on the stove, attached to the source of it, let's say, kiosk, or Hamitvayu, means attached to the heat of Hamitvayu, then it's considered as long as it keeps on being warm, up, and Shabbos itself, even though it doesn't involve the Nisar of Bishop, not the Nisar of Bishop of the Reise, not the Nisar of Bishop of the Rabot, but if the Tzias, if it's heated on Shabbos, then it comes within the category of Chucham of the Shabbos. Chucham of the Shabbos. The Mele says something else, it's not a familiar asset. The Chitzen is different in cold water. The knowledge from the Shorty, that Rameya is matter to even today, not only Shtika, in Yam, in Noro. When Rameya asks Shtika Bitsenen, he also has reference to a Shtika Bitsenen that is Chucham and Shabbos. How is it happening? Very simple. Let's say, he had the water boiled at Shabbos until it was in the flash of the salt, and then he left it stand. And the black, and the cure, the left is standing on the Shabbos. But it's cooled off. It's cooled off. What is in cooled off? Cooled off doesn't mean cold. Cooled off means not just a letter. So suppose you boil water, let's say if you boil the heater, Erev Shabbos, and feel it in the flash of the torch, and then you put it on the black, and suppose it cooled off. It's not just a letter anymore. But it's depends on the breath, so maybe it keeps on being warmed up. But it's not the atelettis. So if it's not the atelettis, it's considered training.
that kind of thing and stiefing, that kind of thing. That is Ruch on the Shabbos. It's Ruch on the Shabbos. Why it's Ruch on the Shabbos? Because it keeps on standing on the ground and it keeps on being warmed up on Shabbos. But it's already cooled off and it's not that serious anymore. Oh, and Chamin, and when the Jude asked Stiefel the Chamin, not the Tzeyan, so he also has reference to the case of Chamin Sheucham of the Shabbos. But it does not Chamin Sheucham of the Shabbos, and it's still Yatzeladis, then it's Chamin, it's Chamin Shabbos. But if it is Nistalik Maleish, then everybody is minded that it's Mita. It's Mita. If it's Nistalik Maleish. So this is what he says. Some Mele, when the Gemara says, Omer Rabbike Bachananye, Mishtatit Ben Chalvuti Yaskina, some Mele, the Mishnah makes a distinction between Hucham of the Shabbos, when Mishtatit Ben Chalvuti Yaskina, so then, Vai Tane und die Tane, when Mishtatit Ben Chalvuti, Bein Lechamin, Bein Gitene, so here Rav Meir, so Rav Shimon Matri, Rav Yudah Mechani Moshe, but then he got to go over again. And Maram before it, Yechani Shuk, Ham Yisrael Rav Shabbat, Haime, Shem Yistalku, Ma'alei Yom Vigil, Yishehu Ham Yudu Shabbat, Haimane Shuk, Ham Begin Koto, Ach Yishani Yehim Kim Dam Di Shabbat, Dung Yedan Shitraye, Uvahane Tli Yerab Meira, Beram Yudah, Beram Shimon, Yitzein, Kore, Shoyo, when the mayor says that he saw something, he doesn't mean to ask her, stiffen in cold water. No, even if it's in cold water, it's not our stomach, it's hammer, stiffen. He means it's also to make stiffen in cold water, water that is not yet serious, that was already, that is in his hammer, the Shabbos, he keeps on being warmed up on Shabbos without any loch of bishul, not with rice, not with rabbonim, but it stands, let's say, on the blech, and it keeps on being warmed up, but it's not yatzeledes, so that's amen. Chamin, it's still yatzeledes, but there is no bishul of Shabbos involved, but it keeps on being warmed up. So mele, when this Mishnah makes a distinction between Chamin Sheuchamu Be'arev Shabbos and Chamin Sheuchamu B'Shabbos, so that means if it's Chamin Sheuchamu B'Shabbos, then it's also if it's Chamin Sheuchamu B'Shabbos. But if it's Amen, if it's not in Yatzeledes, so then it's Muta. Cannot be called with Rav Meir Shite, because according to Rav Meir, so even if it's Amen, so it each tipping. And here the bride, the Mishnah says, only because it's Chamin, and it's only also the Chamin Shehu, Chamin Shabbos, like the case of the Chamin Tzeraya, because they are kept on being warmed up as the water passed through the tooth, it kept on being warmed up, and only if it's hot, the Mishnah asks, not if it's not Yatzeledes. So Meile Vaitanu is not like Rashi in Greece, there's Rav Shimon, but Haitanu is the mayor of the Yuri, not Rav Shimon. Now it's a bit foolish, but it's very stuff. So in other words, some Meile, there is no Kashi from the Gemara in the Shotzi, because over Tzeyin Mame, she's Mutter. I'll leave the Rav Meir too, not only Shtika, but even the Chitze, even the Chitze. All right, now, there's the thing to show. So according to the Shemini, when the Gemara says by Tamehu, doesn't mean that Shiva in his Rashi Greek say that it means Rav Meir the Rav Meir. Now let's see the Rav Meir. Let's see Rav Meir. Nice show, Sanji Fale, Mama. If the Rabbite Bachrine in Stadt is going to be here, she is
La'achar she is coming now, Nava can be sent by Noria. He has to go over a small piece of the Nava, a memory for just for a few minutes. Because he discusses it. He didn't go over, so go over it now. That memory of days, the fourth line, Ton Rabban, Nishamim Odom, Kineged Amduro, Vietei, Umishtatik Bitsayim. Uvrvad, Shall Umishtatik Bitsayim, Nishamim Kineged Amduro, Nishamim Matya Mainshaw. So a person can stand next to it, close to the furnace, and be here, become warmed up. And then, as he's warmed up, as he goes up standing near the Meduah, so he's allowed to pour cold water over the body. As he's perspiring, the hot droplets of water as it's resulting from he's standing near the Meduah, he's allowed to take a cold shower. Cold shower. So, if as a result of taking the cold shower, he would be making the cold water from the shower to become yatzeret and it would be osa. But as a result of taking the cold shower, he is not making the cold water into yatzeret. On the contrary, he makes the heretofore hot droplets of water, because resulting from standing near the fire to become lukewarm, so there is no isa. So Mischam Modem Kinogram Dura the 18 Mishtati the Sinan will be bad, shall Mishtate the Sinan, the Ischamim, oh, but first to take the cold shower and then to stand with the cold droplets of water on his body to stand in his negative door, then it will wash out. So, with the Shemapshi and Mai, so, now.
Not yet, it won't make a yes, I love it. It won't make a yes.
It's still off. It smells it in the body. It all depends what comes first. The cold water comes first, and then he stands near the furnace, so then even though he doesn't can be athletic, the heretofore cold droplets will just become converted into lukewarm water, then it looks like mirage.
Why is it more also than if you have to keep in mind when many put Negram Dura?
All right, we'll discuss it when we reach the Gemara.
No,
but I just want to over briefly over there, because of the Baramon. Oh, why is this your Sanjeeva? If me Rafike Bachino is starting on Kogutre, Pire Shtipe Lachashem is Hamin Odom Kinegadamdo. So the Baramon has his own unique shot. Not like Rashi in Tesis, that when Rameya Asas is saying the same thing, that comes to Rameya, you're not allowed to take a cold shower. Cold shower, not allowed to take a shower. Even Stif, needless to mention, Rechitze in cold water. No, Rameya says, no, cold shower, you're allowed to take the dirty water. But what he means is, Rameya has reference to a specific situation, where a person heated up his body by spending negative energy. And then he has many evaporating droplets on his body. So then, so he takes a shower. He shakes the ose, the ose, the humming between it. Zul Freshtite, Shashil Hafirazian. By Shatri, Horecha, the Rei Hashem, Shem, Melochim. בפשטני נבחנים עוד או מתנגד המדורו, וייתי משתת את דיסים, והך, שחיצי נבחן מסליט עם דברי סידן שכבר יהיה, וחיצי זה עושה שטיפל ודיקטונת חמים, שרוח המדישאבל שאסור לי לשטיפל, דאו מלבוך המומר שבס לשטורם לשטיפל, רבשינו, מתחשור להשטיפל בחמים, ולבוז אבו משמיטיר הסלח, סנטן של דמישנה, דמישנה מפלאי, that only if תשוח המדישאבס הוא שטיפל, ותפיצוח המומר שבס, so שטיפל, שטיפי איזמותה, so that can cause דאו ממוך ממהר שבס מטורי לשטיפי, that can cause it רבשילה מי בקישור השטיפי בחמי, in other words not חמי, that תשוח המשבס, because that would be also, but שטיפי, that was הוך המהר שבס, ויגוז אבו משמתיר הסנר, ואיטליה ומשתתי פותם גופה בין בחמים בין ביצנו, דיבר המאה, פירס בחמים משמתיר הסמרחת, וביצנו מפני שמת שירמיים שאולו, שמסחמים כנגד המדורה, והבא כמבשר, שאולתו בו המוי היה לסי, קוד מפתורה שם תיסס, ומרמיה עושה זה להשתתי פותם, להשתתי פותם. בין בחמים בין ניסים הם סולצון לומדים, הם פנים זו השתת אפודם עם בצנת, על החסכמו וחמו, בחמים שהוא חמו ערב שבס, עם בצנת כי זה אותו חמי שהוא חמי שבס, על החסכמו וחמו, חמים שהוא חמו ערב שבס, זו יתגי זה אותו חמי שהוא חמי בשבס, זו שבס, זה זה קודם תורה שם פייסס, קודם תבורה רמיה, קודם תבורה מויה, so it's two separate questions. When you start the program, you say, Ben Yechamim, Ben Yechamim, for different reasons. The Chamim is not allowed to be Shafiq or Bufi Yechamim, Shehu Chamim Erev Shabbos, because of the Tiras Merchel, Tiras Balonim, because the Balonim were at Ayonim, at Ravere, and they used, sometimes they used to boil water on Shabbos, and they would say, Erev Shabbos is used. So because of that, the Chacham Asrat was a pizza called Gute, and the Shtife is called Gute, Bechani, that Ruch HaMoev Shabbos, because of the Xeras Balon. But the Rabbi also says that even the Tzene Shtife is called Gute is also. But the Tzene, there's a difference between the Yisrael of Shtife Bechani, Shuch HaMoev Shabbos, and the Yisrael of Shtifas Kol Gufei B'Tzein, because these are the Chamim Shulcham Merev Shabbos, it's also under all circumstances. But these are the Shtife B'Tzein, cold Mamish, cold water that was never heated, so it's only also in a specific case, if the person had just finished standing near the Midura, thereby healing up his body, and then there are many droplets of perspiration, warm droplets of perspiration, dripping on his body as a result of standing in the door. So then he's not allowed to take a cold shower to cool off his body. Why? Because then it smells like a mirage. Even though the droplets of sweat do not become yatsuletis as a result of taking cold shower. But on the contrary, like this, it was warmer. And then when he pours cold water over the body that is dripping warm sweat, so then he cools it off, he chills it, he doesn't heat it, so it should be mutar, but it smells like a mevashe. Why does it smell like a mevashe? Because when a person stands for a long time near the furnace, so then warm droplets of sweat
developed. And these droplets of sweat might even evaporate, you know, become so hot. So they are in the desert state. Then when he pours cold water over the gases, droplets of sweat, so then it's converted into liquid. When you take and you have the gas and then you pour cold water over it, so then it's converted into liquid. And even though it is chilled off because the liquid is not in Yatsaladesh, but it smells like Nivasha. Because at first he had evaporating droplets of sweat. Now after pouring cold water over the body, so they are converted into warm droplets of water. So even if they are not Yatsaladesh, of course there is no Yisabishon with the Isaac, but Melzik and Mevashal it is. So in other words, so Rabbi Meir is saying two separate halachot. According to Rashi and Tosfos, when Rabbi Meir says we started for the Gufei Ben Becham Ben Tzein, it's one halachot. That even B'Tzeinim you are not allowed, because if they are Tzeinim or Tocham Shulcham B'Shabbos. Allah has come to Chamo, that the Cham Shulcham Erev Shabbos is also, but it's one halachot. According to Bavoyer B'Shabbos, two separate halachot. And we discussed two different situations. Bechamin means that you are not allowed to take a hot shower of water that is Shulcham Erev Shabbos under all circumstances, whether you have been standing near the Midu or not. B'tzeinim means if you had just finished standing near the Midu, or thereby heating up your body, so that hot, that warm droplets of sweat start coming out because the body became heated up, then under such circumstances you're not allowed to take a cold shower and pour cold water over the droplet. But suppose your body is not heated up, then you are allowed to take a cold shower. So it's two separate questions. You may let one can agree with one himself, Rameyer, and Bechili can the other Dal himself Rameyer, and vice versa. So this is what he says. Pirish Tite La Hashem is Khan Modi Kimadu, who shake his Taite, the Zeosim Sai, who shake his Zeosim, the Zuhamos and the Hami will be saying, Zunit Feshtite Shasula, the Azemo, the Yossi, by his Tay Torah, Bre Hashemi, or the Italian Samo Nandu, the Yatim Stati Tane, the Akhisit Tamas, my Sanchi Fali, Stinfe, und die Tonne der Hamisch und die Schabisch als so die Stiefe, Daumen, Muhammad Erev Schabel, mit Tonne die Stiefe in unserer Pschirne noch, die Koschore Stiefe der Hamisch. Und die Gorda muss ich wieder öffnen. Die Tango ist hatte vor der Gruppe, die wir haben die Tränen, die wir haben mehr, so ist du separat, die Söhne, die wir haben, 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 die So, we come in to be shaken to take a hot shower, you're not allowed, under all circumstances, whether your body is heated up or your body is not heated up. But we be saying only under certain circumstances, if the body had just become heated up by standing near the door, we be saying, Shemachma Inshallah, Shemis Hamidu Tanduro, so it's now the Kimivaji, we have a Kimivaji. So again, Rav Shimon is chilek on each din by Rav Meir, but separate question. He's chilek vis-a-vis Shtife Bechamim, so Rav Shimon is chilek because he's not Gezer Gzeras Merchet, and vis-a-vis Tzene and Shtife Tzene of a body that had just become heated up by standing near the Midura. So why did Rav Meir ask for it? Because it smells like Kimivashe. So Rav Shimon doesn't consider it as smells like Kimivashe. Pirei, Tani Shabbat Yisrael Chalitzin, the Rav Meir, Pirei Chalitzin, the Rav Merche, Uli Tzim, Shema Tumayim Sholof, Shem Chalitzin Al-Dua, Vav Kimivashe, the Rav Shimon Matya, Pirei Chalitzin, the Rav Merche,
ישתיבאלע גיכטיקאוי ובצילן ישום לאפשמאי קייטאב לחשינו יצריש צילן חמוס ישתיפאס סוגד מריה אסו זאת אן דיסקור אב מלדת מבאשה יקוס צילן חמוס ישתיפאס וכן יפורא יתבי הילי ביטני ישחמון תנדורו רבינרימי בירחמי עושה הקרמי הביטני בצבן צלמות הקרצ'ינם עומר הפחיסדה מחלוי כזיקוי פירש הפחיסדה לבה שתיפס חמיקו יסי, אקורד מתורה שם תאיסדה סור הפחיסדה שרפרנס בשתיפס חמיקו אקורד פה המויר תתחיל במזרח את פרקן של שטיפס חמי, זאת היא רפרנס לשטיפס צלם, שורפיר יש רב חיזה למה שטיפס חמי קורא. אלו הצלמי, מחלי כאל תקלי, שמתן לך שמיים מורותים, because if you use cold water, that is mikela, that is mikela, so then the water usually is relatively more. How much water could you put in the pail? Some male seems the cold water is wet. So then, when a person had just finished standing near the door, thereby heating up his body with warm sweat dripping from the body, and then when he pours a pail of cold water upon his heated up body, So then, how does it look? It looks that so machlei kes bichli kes apchidu alashkam koratim machlei bichli kes shamayim moti yirekim ap shamayim shol. So then it looks that the purpose is to reduce the heat of the sweat rather than to heat it up. So in other words, to reduce the heat, to make it into lukewarm. So then, Abchiz Lavash is Hanukkah, Earth, Machmir, Hitler, Shemayim, Otim, Machmir, Zohar, Avu, Bekarke, Shemayim, Tzenim, Nehubim. So, Eni, Kimach, Shemayim, Avu, Kimach, Abukhei, but Bekarke, so then, when he pours water from the karke, cold water, from his karke, upon his heated up body, then the water usually is a lot, and when you pour a lot of cold water upon a heated up body, so then it looks that the purpose is to cool off rather than to reduce the heat of the sweat. So Bei Kele Reb Meir says that it's also to pour cold water from the pail upon a heated up body, because then it looks that the purpose is to be mafshia, to convert the evaporating droplets of sweat into lukewarm. So that's Nazikim Vashel. Masha'im Kein, if he pours cold water from the karke, which involves abundant cold water, so upon the heated abadi, then it looks that his purpose is to cool off, so then it's not melted in the vashe. So the papila ashes come to that, and machin batish, and the shemayim watin, and the shemayim sholo. So the melee seems, it appears, that he is motivated by a desire to convert the droplets on his body into lukewarm water, so it's melted in the vashe. Avon, the karke, shemayim, tein, and ubin, אין כמעט שמיים, אלא כמעט שבוקה, אין מותה, ועקשין אלו ומאי כדאי שפעל לי בקהל כאבי, שהגיעו סיור שלכים וזכם ושלכמים, והדבר ידוע אשר יעשו להוכן וססינו, אלו יצן וסחמים, ואומר עושו להם חכמים, אשר עושו כחמים, שהוא חם בשבס, דאום קיידם בשבס עושה, אשר קודם תרפחים זה, ואין בז רמי עשר, רמי אולי עשר, where the purpose is to convert the droplets into lukewarm, but where the apparent purpose is to cool off, then the Meir doesn't ask. And by Hamid Bayer,
So the obvious purpose was not to convert it into lukewarm, but on the contrary, to cool off the hamitzvaya. It shouldn't be so hot, so maybe it should be muter, and still the hamitzvaya after that. So it's a gashay then, one second. So while you do a shalosha lafi or tzayin, boil the karkos tachoni, Elohim mahochizma. Omer Rabbi, the mafleik is the karkos. Abo, the kriz, the hakelotea. The mafleis, the tzayin, the osho, the tachoni, lan, the tzayin, which, in the tzayin, was the karkos. So, the karkos, the mayor asas, even the karkos. So that means that the mayor asas, even where the apparent purpose is to pull off, not to convert the year to pour water into lukewarm, So the mayor still answers. So he's according to Russian tastes, so the Mishneh represents the view of Rav Shimon. But according to our workshop, the Mishneh represents the view of Rav Meir, because by in the Anshi value, the purpose was to be made to pull off, and still the Chachamim answered them. So it has to represent the view of Rav Meir. The Rosh Rafiyah became a full detachment. Avol b'shtifas chamim, sovalo k'Rav Shimon, b'shore, b'ligoza b'shizemeh. So it sounds like a paradox. It sounds a paradox according to Rashi, that when Rav Meir asas shtife, it's called gufe bein becham b'tzinim, it's one aloha, and the asas are tit b'tzinim. Alas kamo lechamo b'chamim shulchan bar Shabbos. Mashi'in kin according to the Bar Moyer Shabbos, that it's two separate questions. B'tzinim is also only if he pours the cold water over his body. But if he hadn't been standing near the door, then it's not also to take a cold shower. But the Chamim Shehucham Umerav Shabbos, so then it's also under all circumstances, even if he didn't stand near the door. So maybe the Mishnah implies that only Chamim Shehucham Umerav Shabbos is also to pour cold water, pour hot water. That was Hucham Umerav Shabbos, it is also. But to pour water, that the Zucham Merav Shabbos is muter, so it must represent, so that must call the view of Rav Shimon. So the Mishneh represents the view of Rav Shimon in regard to Shtife Bechamim Shehucham Merav Shabbos, so it's muter, and the view of Rav Meir in regard to cold water being poured over his body. Isn't it a paradox? No, it's not a paradox, because according to Malavoya, it involves separate questions. To pour hot water that was warmed up at Shabbos is also under all circumstances. Even if the body is not heated up, and is not dripping sweat, warm sweat. But to pour cold water is also, according to the mayor, only if the body was heated up by standing near the Midurah. And so maybe the Mishneh that says that you are not allowed to pour, that even when the obvious purpose is to make a skufa, is still osa, and b'chamin, that the Mizrucham Uberav Shabbos is not there to be used, So accepts the view of Rav Meir in respect to Shtife B'tzeinen and heated body, and it accepts the view of Rav Shimon in respect to Shtife B'chamim. So submit to Daud Machoikis Dov, from the time of Rabbi Dov, the Han Mosha, the same Mutter, is time on to Ule, the Omar Aloha Tan Shikpari, the Rikamfino and the Lia, the Omar, our Machman, the Omar, for the Rima and Shikpari. And now we discuss another point. In the Machoikis between Ule and the Machman, whether the Aloha is like the Anshikpari or like the Chachmikpari, and it was pointed out last week, it doesn't mean that the Chassidishon, the Anshikpari or Chemik and the Chachmikpari. But the Anshikpari acted according to its psak that they received from the earlier Chachmikpari, and then the subsequent Chachmikpari reversed the decision of the earlier Chachmikpari. So the Machlekes between Ul and Rav Nachman is whether we passing like the earlier Chachmikpari or we passing like the later Chachmikpari. So, all the Rishonim passing like Rav Nachman, that the Halacha is like the later Chachmikpari, and but the Balamoya passes like Ule, that the Halacha is like the Anshikpari, which means like the earlier Chachmikpari.
That
I discussed last week. I'm not going over to
that.
I discussed last week. I can't go over to that. Alright, so we have three different shots. Taste shot, and the taste shame shot, and the taste shame shot involves a Swedish, but it's very stubborn. It's very different. He says he changes to you that anything that is warmed up on Shabbos, even if it's warmed up by itself, because it stands on the blach, and the blach, so has the status, comes within the category of Pucham of the Shabbos. What comes within the category of Pucham Dara Shabbos, if it was his Dara Shabbos and then it was taken off the stone? But if it's still attached to the source of heat, whether stove or chamutaye, so then it comes within the category of huhamu isha. Because it comes with sochen toil, the name of Allah is Ramea, the Shusanaka Bose, Akhadav the Sova, the Ramdami and Machiau, the Pogos Hoche, the name of Allah Kamir, the Machia, the Yishlina, the Stam the Hoche, the Ria Mahu Stam, the Hoche, Stam the Masif Mahu, the Fight, the Allah is Machia, the new Yil Abachoi, Allah is Stam Mishne, Akhadav Mahu, the Fight. Real means before. Ho Hami Shuham de Yemi Tom, Batania Hami Shuhamu, so take the Kasha take me. Late night, I said to ask for the Hulish in the Rain Rayu Muhammu, to my kissing the car, to be much more, to the map of the son of the car, to be sure enough. The dark to be she to secure it on his room. So when a priest and my father makes a distinction, he can kill it. And Karche, the Kirin Lachomo, that's only in respect to Stifl. Aber, in Chitze, the Chirin, the Stabler,